From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Detroit has a rich history of urban agriculture. And today, gardens and farms are recognized as part of the solution to Detroit's challenges around vacant land, poverty, and food access. Since 2016, the city's gained more than 22 new large-scale gardens and farms, bringing the total to more than 540. As these new farmers put down roots, some are wondering how they'll shape the future of the city. From Detroit, Paige Flager reports.
Gloria Duncan's kid bought her house in 2007. It overlooked a vacant lot across the street, and for a long time, she wondered about who might buy that land and what that might mean for her neighborhood.
We didn't want condominiums over there. We wanted something quiet that we could trust. You know how they can change it real quick.
But after a decade of worrying, she's excited about her new neighbors.
Welcome to the farm! Yay! We bought land.
Ryan Anderson and his business partner, Hannah Clark, moved to Detroit to start their new for-profit farm called Acre. They sell their produce to a few higher-end restaurants in the city. But Detroit can be a complicated place to navigate for new farmers. Malik Ikini is a native Detroiter and one of the founders of a nonprofit farm called D-Town.
If you're not aware of the context in which you're operating, if you're not aware of the social and political dynamics, and you just plop in here and you say, well, I'm here and I'm going to do farming, then you're likely going to move in a way which is not going to be supportive of community goals and aspirations.
Farms that have been in the city for a long time, like D-Town, place a lot of importance on social justice and food access. Anderson and Clark, the new for-profit farmers, say their goal is to eventually be able to contribute to those social justice efforts. But first, they say they have to make a profit from their one-acre farm.
Selling to restaurants allows us to both create a financially sustainable business and provide healthful, hyper-local food to our neighbors.
Other farmers, like Nick Jones, say while these urban farms add a lot to their neighborhoods, they may become magnets for development. That's why he's considering buying land outside of the city.
I didn't want to contribute to completely like upheaving a neighborhood and displacing people.
Some wonder if the farmers who see the city as a financial opportunity now will have more incentive to sell than to stay. In Detroit, I'm Paige Flager for Marketplace.